All right, welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Mark. In this show, we are going to talk to you about what's happening in the markets and how we are trading it. And today is Thursday, September 7th, and stocks are down again. The Nasdaq is now down for a fourth day in a row. So is the bear market back? However, with the stocks being down, we found some opportunities and we do have a few trades for you. So we will share them with you in today's show. If this is your first time here, I'm Marcus Hardcutter. This is my head coach, Mark Hodge, and we're real traders who trade live accounts. So therefore, we got a lot of trading experience, and we're showing you how we trade these crazy markets. So trust me, we know our stuff, and we're not afraid to tell you like it is. If you're here looking for some honest insights into the fascinating world of trading, you are in the right place. And yeah, I mean, Mark, markets are down again. I'm bringing up the Nasdaq here now for a fourth day, it seems, today.
It definitely is the case. So, yeah, in all fairness, though, the first 2 days were insignificant, right? I mean, we weren't down much on day one, but it was negative. Day two, slightly lower. But yesterday was a decent down day, over 1%. And today, another 1% plus.
Yeah, it seems this way. The Dow is still hanging in there. The Dow is up. The S&P down 0.5%. NASDAQ down 1%. And I mean, we talked about it with our mastermind members. The NASDAQ is still up 29.4% year to date. I mean, we knew that this cannot continue. The NASDAQ cannot rally another 29% for the year and at 60% plus. I mean, anything is possible, but that's highly unlikely. So that's what we are seeing in the markets right now. I think we're just taking a breath from this rally that we had in the first half of the year.
Exactly. And I mean, this is where, if you look at the heat map, Marcus, the S&P 500 really mixed. It's not as though we see a broad-based sell-off where everything's down. Some bigger names taking a hit like NVIDIA, Apple, and Tesla, but a decent amount of green there.
Yeah, especially if you look at this here in the Dow stocks, I mean, Johnson & Johnson, Merck, United Healthcare, Procter & Gamble, Coca-Cola just down, 0.07%. So that's where, yeah, it is a mixed bag. And right now it just seems that the NASDAQ tech stocks are getting punished a little bit more. And that's probably because interest rates are rising again. That's not what I wanted to do. I wanted to look at here. I mean, right now, pulling back a little bit, but yesterday we were above 5% again in the two-year yield.
Yeah, definitely a good point there. And there's going to be some pressure there because of interest rates. But Marcus, if you look at the heat map for the NASDAQ 100, it really looks like it's all about Apple and semiconductors. So, you know, peeling back a layer of the onion, it's really kind of in that particular, you know, spot. And hey, a little profit taking with semiconductors up so big this year, it can be expected.
It can be. And I mean, this is where we talked about, we had this brief blip with crude oil where over the past few days, we talked about crude oil hitting a high for the year yesterday. So trading at highs that we haven't seen in a year, but that's no longer really driving the story. It is more about the Fed and what will the Fed do.
Yeah, and this morning pre-market, we had a report that I think the reaction was a bunch of BS.
All right, let's take a look at this and let's talk about it.
So unemployment claims that it's, you know, first time filers for Americans for the week. And this came in lower than expected. So 216,000 Americans filed for unemployment for the first time. The forecast was 232. Last reading was 228. And traders panicked. Oh no, unemployment claims are lower. The job market is looking really great because of this one report. Let's sell off. And that's just ridiculous. That's an overreaction.
Yeah, honestly, Mark, I think it was more connected to the revised unit labor cost. So that the cost of labor quarter over quarter, so that's for the last quarter, came in higher than expected at 2.2%. So I almost feel that these dots should have been reversed this morning, because when we see that the cost of labor is rising, this means that the cost of services is rising. And that might be why inflation is rising. But we talked about it this morning with our mastermind members. I mean, if we still have inflation that is somewhere at around 4 to 4.5%, right, we need to have labor costs at least slightly rising, because otherwise we can't keep up with inflation. So long story short, you're absolutely right. It seemed that whatever drove this reaction this morning was an overreaction. And if you take a look at the E-mini NASDAQ on a 5-minute chart of what happened earlier this morning, we saw that exactly when this report was released, this is when the markets started tanking. But as I said, probably an overreaction. We see a little bit of a bounce back right now.
I still think it's an excuse and nothing to get all.
Yeah, exactly, because there's nothing else on the calendar, right? I mean, there's nothing on the economic calendar. There's no earnings reports. So that's where, if we go back to a 5-minute chart right now of the S&P, we see that today opened lower right now, trying to push higher a little bit and seeing if we can close the gap.
Yeah, and I was looking at some of this revised unit labor costs data. It's released quarterly, and it tends to really be off of the forecast. But anyway, the point is, there was a reaction, right? I do think it's an overreaction, and I think traders are trying to find anything to potentially move the market. And we know that there is some market moving news coming out next week and the week after. So in the meantime, look out, traders are getting crazy.
Yeah, and I think, as you said, there's a lot driven here by Apple that already dropped yesterday. If we zoom in a little bit and see of what happened to Apple. So we already had a drop yesterday, which was attributed to news in China that Apple phones might be banned in government institutions. I don't know if they already have or if this is still a rumor. And then today it was followed that iPhones already or also might be banned in all Chinese companies where the state or the Chinese government has a major stake in. So
yeah,
that's where we see a pretty decent drop from 190 to this morning as low as 172.
Sure. I mean, that's substantial for Apple. And what's that? From about 6.5% in 2 days.
Yeah.
Down.
Exactly. And then we also have NVIDIA. So NVIDIA also dropping, but I think in NVIDIA, we talked about it yesterday. That's mainly profit taking.
Yeah, it was such a fast run up there. Now traders trying to figure out where we go from here. Positive earnings reaction, still in those ranges post earnings. So that's nothing to get worked up over. But the Apple news is interesting. Do you think that it's priced in now, or do you think this could snowball into a bigger issue, Marcus?
I think it's priced in now. And this where we talked about it this morning in our mastermind members. I mean, Apple popped up on the scanner today, and this is one of the possible trades to take. We didn't take it. We show you what we are doing. But if you look at Apple, we see that Apple is usually not popping up on the scanner because, as I said, it's more of a lower volatile stock. But here, if you love Apple right now, there's a possibility to sell the 172.50 put, and you're getting pretty decent premium even for tomorrow. Look at this. I mean, 33% annualized for the 172.50 for next week, 31% annualized. So that kind of shows me that it's a little bit of an overreaction. I think it's now factored in.
Yeah, I would tend to agree with you. And I mean, just chart wise, company wise, I think Apple's solid. And I think this is a very interesting opportunity at 172.50. But this is where with Apple, for me personally, if I was to make this trade, it would be because I want to be an owner of those shares rather than to be trading the wheel, collecting premium with a managed position, right? So when we trade the wheel, we're looking to manage the position, make some money on the stock, collect premium on the put and the call side. This would be a little more directional for me, but it is interesting because even that 172.50, that goes back to highs that we had in 2022. So it's definitely caught my attention.
Yeah, although no, absolutely. I think it's a good level, but we do have a few more trades for you. We first take a look at our trades that we are in right now, and then we have a bunch of new trades. And you know the drill. If you would like to see, click on like right now, because this is what we do. We trade likes for trades. So the more likes we get, the more trades we will show you here in just a moment. Okay. But before we do this, let's talk about our positions. And first up on the list here, Canadian Solar, CSIQ. I mean, come on, CSIQ. We talked about, we had a really nice rebound, and right now we are testing the lows again. Right now here, 26. I don't see anything that's driving the news. We got assigned at 35, so right now we are not able to sell any calls at this level. But I don't know what is causing this drop again, especially since we saw the, or attempts of the V-shaped recovery that we wanted to see.
Yeah, this is unfortunate. It just, we're going to be in the position a little bit longer. It does seem like this is an overreaction. I do think that interest rates are playing a role here with higher rates, possibly for a longer period of time. But CSIQ, the best of the solar bunch, in my opinion, profitable company, and we'll manage it. But a little unfortunate that after that nice comeback, it's coming down to test those lows that we saw after earnings.
Yeah. All right. We'll see. GM, General Motors. So this could be interesting because I sold the 3250 put expiring tomorrow. And I got some good premium, and I'll keep the premium either way. But if tomorrow we close below 3250, then I get assigned and I'm the proud owner of GM shares, 100 shares for each contract that I sold. If GM rallies above, well, then nothing happens. I just keep the premium. So this is very interesting because at 32.23, I could get assigned, but a lot can happen between today and tomorrow.
That's true.
But I'm actually looking forward. I've traded GM quite a few times and have never been assigned. So or maybe once, I can't remember. But I'm looking forward to getting assigned here in GM.
I think that's a good one.
Yeah. Hog, Harley Davidson. I mean, that's another interesting one. Let's zoom in a little bit. Because yesterday you found it that they announced some buyback of shares. I sold the 33 expiring tomorrow. And yesterday it almost looked like I can buy back the options that I sold. Today, different story, but we're trading at 33.88. So right now, doesn't seem that I get assigned here. But again, a lot can happen between today and tomorrow. But that was interesting that we had this super high run up and then pulling back a little bit again today.
Yeah, I thought for sure you'd be able to get out of that one at your 80%, but just still some extra volatility as traders trying to digest what that actually means for the stock price.
Yeah. NEE, Next Era Energy. I mean, really cool. Good to see that today we are up 1.5% against the overall market. So seems that found probably some support around 66. So right now trading at exactly 6666. Well, if this doesn't mean good luck, I don't know what.
So. Yeah, 4 sixes. that works. And this is where, I mean, utilities tend to be a little bit of a slower mover, a good dividend payer. I mean, this is a solid company, and it'll be nice to see it pop a little bit more. Some weakness here. I think that it could continue to move back up towards our cost basis.
Yeah. All right. PNC. So interesting. PNC today down 1%. Right back in this range where it has been for quite a while. So waiting for PNC to move higher. And one of our mastermind members actually attended a call or scheduled a call with the VP of, what was it, Investor Relations?
Yeah.
So he shared what he have learned this morning with our mastermind. And based on this, it all seems to look good. So we just need to, for PNC to move up back towards 135, and then we'll be much happier than right now where we are trading at 117.
That's the plan.
All right. So we got to talk about one more trade that we are in, and then we have a few more trades for you. But again, I see that we got a few likes. Give us a like if you want us to show you the trades that we think you should consider today and that we talked about this morning. So, let's talk about UPS. That is one that you actually entered a couple of days ago. I decided to go with GM and HOG. And so for UPS, you did sell the 165 put.
I did. So right now, $4 in the money. And I think that's fine. We still have tomorrow. I would like to be assigned at 165. It was trading at like 167 when I put the trade on, 168. So I'm happy to own shares at 165. I think this is going to snap back. I would love to see that happen on Monday after I get assigned so I could get some nice premium on those calls.
Right. So we'll definitely keep you posted of what's happening there. All right. Let's talk about possible trades for today. There were quite a few trades popping up today. Let's just see if we can still find them. So, I mean, we talked first about Apple. That's definitely something that if you wanted to own Apple and you thought, oh my gosh, Apple is just up, up and away, there is a good possibility to right now at 175. Earlier, it was at 172.50. I think we even saw the 170, which was 4% below the current price. I think this is a good one.
Yeah.
Then also, if you're not yet in GM, General Motors, so there's another possibility for you to get into this trade. Oops, let me just bring it up. So General Motors still available here as a trade. So today you could sell either the 32 expiring tomorrow, or if you want to go out to next week, the 31.50. And I think this, especially at 31.50, that's a really solid level, don't you think?
Yeah, that works. Nice chart, nice support there. I definitely think that that's something worth considering.
Yeah. So HOG, Harley Davidson, also the 33 available right now. This would be, however, for next week. I have the one expiring tomorrow, but that's a possibility. And then also we saw Qualcomm this morning, which I think is a very interesting level at 104 to sell those puts.
I agree. This one definitely caught my attention and something worth considering.
Yeah. However, here's what we did. We went into ALB again. So if you remember, ALB was a stock that we have been trading over the past few weeks. So you might have heard about this. This is where initially I got assigned at 195 and you got assigned at 190.
You were 192.50.
Oh, 192.50. Okay. Anyhow, so we got assigned here and we had really fun playing this one. And we got called away last Friday. And first we were a little bit sad because we moved all the way up to almost 205. But this were today, boom, just like this, we had another opportunity to sell the 180 put right here at the lowest that we recently established. And we just decided to take this trade again.
Yeah, and this is where sometimes you got to let things go. And so rather than breaking our rules and getting all creative with trying to stay with it last week, perfect example, letting those shares get called away, not able to roll at 60%, which is our rule. And that just made it easy to let those shares get called away so we could consider a new opportunity. And I think this is a perfect example of why you do that sometimes.
Yeah. So there we go. These are the trades that you should consider or you could consider today. And looking at what the markets are doing right now, really interesting. down for the day, but it seems that markets have found a bottom and are right now clawing their way back up. We see it in the Dow, we see it in the S&P, we see it in the NASDAQ. The VIX today at first jumped and it seemed that we could go above 16, that is the fear index, but then pulling back again, trading right around 15. But again, the good news, with the VIX moving higher, there are so many opportunities. So if you are trading the wheel, definitely today is a day to put on a few trades.
Great day for the wheel. And that's why we like to sell puts on down days, sell calls on up days.
Yeah. So if you're enjoying this and you like it when we show what exactly we are doing here and show you some potential trades, give us a like. If this is your first time here, consider subscribing to the channel because we go live every day of the week. So Monday through Friday. So if you subscribe and you hit the notification bell, you get a notification from YouTube. This way, you know exactly when we are going live. And we'll be back here tomorrow to see what is happening with our trade. So follow along to see if I'm getting assigned in GM, if Mark is getting assigned in UPS, or if UPS makes a sharp reversal and what's happening with all our other positions. Okay, have a great rest of your day.
Happy trading, everybody.